To celebrate the new Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering, officials crushed a boat recovered from the waterways following Hurricane Sandy. On Monday, April 15, NYC Parks Commissioner Sue Donoghue, NYC Department of Citywide Administrative Services DCAS Deputy Commissioner Keith Kerman, New York City Council Member Joanne Areola, Council Member Selvina Brooks Powers, Council Member Ina Vernikoff, CUNY Kingsborough Community College Interim President Yuri Ditch, and community members gathered to celebrate the creation of the new Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering. This new office, the first of its kind in New York State, will keep New York City's waterfront clear of marine hazards like derelict boats, creating a safer environment for boaters, waterfront enjoyers, and marine life. The office is also launching a vessel turn-in program through which New Yorkers can directly surrender their unwanted boats, proactively addressing vessels before they become derelict. Throughout our city's history, the New York City waterfront has been critical to our prosperity, environmental health, and natural beauty, and today, we're taking a new step forward in caring for this vital natural resource, said NYC Parks Commissioner Sue Donoghue. With this new office and innovative vessel turn-in program, we are protecting our shoreline from floating risks and sunken hazards, benefiting the people, flora, and fauna that rely on a healthy and clean waterfront. Our work caring for our city's natural spaces doesn't stop at the water's edge, and this new program underscores our commitment to maintaining safe, healthy spaces that New Yorkers can take pride in and enjoy. For over a decade, DCAS has been proud to partner with NYC Parks on the removal of abandoned, dangerous, and polluting boats and debris from NYC's waterways, said DCAS Deputy Commissioner and NYC Chief Fleet Officer Keith Kerman. We congratulate NYC Parks as the new Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering set sail, and we will continue to offer support navigating the contracting and technical resources to perform these water-based operations moving forward. We look forward to setting our course and working alongside the waterfront and marine operations team at NYC Parks to chart a path towards cleaner seas. There are well over 800 derelict boats located along the 520 miles that make up New York City's shoreline. When these vessels become abandoned, they can pose serious risks to navigation, property damage, and public safety. Abandoned derelict vessels can also be extremely harmful to our marine habitats and ecosystems as they leak oils and fuels, and their fiberglass hulls leach large amounts of microplastics into our shared waters. In addition to expanding parks removal work on the waterways, the new office will launch a vessel turn-in program, similarly the first of its kind in the state. This program will assist members of the public who have no other means of responsibly disposing of their vessels. Proactively removing vessels before they end up as floating risks or sunken hazards is one of the most effective measures for protecting the public and the natural environment. In the past, the process to remove marine debris from our waterways was often overly complicated and mired in red tape, said New York City Council Member Joanne Areola. With the creation of the Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering, we are streamlining this process while also giving boat owners an economical and environmentally friendly alternative to abandonment. This will go a long way towards cleaning our shorelines and will improve New York City's waterways for generations to come. Representing a coastal community, I know the importance of a clean and safe shoreline for my constituents and visitors that enjoy the natural resources of the Jamaica Bay and the Gateway National Recreation Area, said New York State Senator Roxanne J. Persaud. Derelict boats pose not only an ecological threat, they make for unsafe navigation and can also come ashore in flooding conditions, which are not uncommon in my district. I applaud the creation of the new Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering. I'm so proud to co-sponsor legislation as well as fund the removal of debris and abandoned vessels so we keep our shorelines clean and beautiful for New Yorkers to enjoy. Sheep's Head Bay holds a special place in my heart, and I know I share that with many New Yorkers who have had similar lovely experiences here. It's so important to make sure that the beauty we have enjoyed continues for years to come, said New York City Council member Inna Vernikoff. Kingsborough Community College is pleased to partner with NYC Parks on the launch of its Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering, said interim president of Kingsborough Community College Suri Ditch. This is an important initiative for our maritime technology program, which is the only program of its kind in the five boroughs that prepares students for careers in the maritime industry. With the removal of 10 of our vessels, four of which have been generously funded by council member Inna Vernikoff, we will now be able to have a clean, open workspace in our boatyard that will allow us to properly dry dock and service our current fleet of vessels. This will save us thousands annually on costs to dispose of the vessels. The additional space in the boatyard will also provide an opportunity for the development of future programs and initiatives for the college. The Office of Marine Debris Disposal and Vessel Surrendering was created in accordance with Local Law 46 of 2023 and is funded through 2025 thanks to $1 million from Mayor Eric Adams.